Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we are inside the Quicken Loans studios here in Houston. All of our guests tonight are joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. And as promised at the top of the show, we're going to carve out some time for some NBA news and notes. The race is on, the critical final stretch of the regular season, and we are so delighted to have back with us from TNT, always a Big E favorite, that of course is Kevin Harlan. Good evening, Kevin.
Alyssa, great to be on with you again. Good to hear your voice and always anxious to talk about the NBA.
Well, there's a lot to get into. Of course, the Golden State Warriors have been the biggest storyline all season long, Kevin, and their quest to win back-to-back titles and surpass the Chicago Bulls with their record of 72 wins. But we're here in Texas, so let's take time for a little bit of a Texas two-step. And I want to get your thoughts on the Houston Rockets. 61 games into the season, what have we learned about this team? Because it's hard to think of a more disappointing team this season than the Rockets.
Well, exactly. You know, and just the other night, we had to go 3 of 34 from three.
3 of 34 from three, yeah.
New Orleans and 21 turnovers, and they still won by 5 after they were trailing late in the game. They, to me, from afar, they just seem like a team without a rudder. I don't know if it was thrown in disarray by the change at head coach. I don't know whether the uncertainty that exists still at the head coach position is an area of concern. I don't know how to read that team. I do question some character, some of the leadership on the team. I think that has been an issue pretty much throughout the season, and I don't know if it's really dissipated. And I'm not really bullish on the Rockets. It's a team that had, obviously, that incredible run a year ago, but their mindset, I thought, was really pointed in the right direction. This year, I don't get any feeling like that whatsoever. I think their record, you know, is very reflective of that. It's a disappointing story. In fact, one of the bigger disappointing stories, I think, this year in the league.
Well, their record is 29-31. And, of course, on Wednesday night, they faced the Pelicans at home and went on that 13-2 run and came away with a from-behind win, a comeback win. What is your belief, though, in terms of, I mean, they're eighth right now in the Western Conference. I mean, do you think they're going to make the playoffs?
Well, when you've got a superstar, really two, with Harden and Howard, I mean, you would have to think that they're going to get in there some way. I don't know if they're going to get much of a fight from some of the teams that are just below them. I don't know if they can make a lot of ground up in the teams above them. I don't know if there's a lot of movement up there. Perhaps some. It's kind of bunched, actually, that 6, 7, 8 position. But again, I go back to my original comment. I just don't know, you know, what kind of soul this team has.
Right.
They've been disappointing on so many levels, and it begins right with Harden. Even individually, his numbers may be close to what he had last year. But just some things you hear about the team off the record, it's disappointing. I just don't know where they're headed, and that is not a team that I would bet on or look at or hope for. I just don't know how much. And plus, if they finish eighth, they're going to go up against Golden State. Well, that's a death sentence. So really, they've got to start looking at the future. I was kind of surprised, actually, they didn't make any deals. They may still get, you know, some guys out there lingering on the street, but I just don't know if they really have the depth of what it takes to succeed. Like they showed last year, it's hard to believe in 1 year it's dissipated, but certainly looks as though it has.
And that intestinal fortitude. You're listening to the voice of TNT NBA announcer, we know him well, the great Kevin Harlan. He is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And as we zero in, we talk about James Harden. I want to give the Houston Rockets fans some hope. Of course, he put up an impressive stat line the other night on Wednesday night, 39 points, 7 assists, and 12 rebounds. But, of course, last year he finished second to Steph Curry in that MVP voting. Pinpoint as far as why do you think he has regressed and taken a step back with his game? Because it seems like really, Kevin, that he's all offense and there is no defense.
Yeah, and that's been the knock on him certainly for such a long time. I wonder if the fact that he did not win it last year has lingered with him more than he even anticipated and had more of an effect. You know, we know this for sure, that he hurt his ankle in the off season late. He spends August and September, we know, playing a lot of pickup games. That's when he gets in shape. That's when he finds the rhythm for his season. He was deprived of that this year because of that injury. So he entered the year not completely healthy, still finding his footing, still trying to get in shape. And I just think that maybe he's just been kind of out of sync all season long, whether it's been in a leadership role, certainly on the floor. I just don't get the sense that he's, had that kind of season. I think he's had a lot of off-the-court things going on, which, I think that you need just total concentration and focus once the year begins. And I don't know that he has ever locked in that regard. But I do think a lot of this lingers from being shunned and not winning the MVP. Listen, he had an MVP-caliber season, and I think you're splitting hairs between him and Curry. And I understand his frustration. I know that the players gave him the MVP when they voted, but the real MVP went to Curry. So with that being said, you take that into consideration, the injury he has before the season begins, and he can't get in the kind of shape and probably the physical, direction that he wants to begin a season with. Then you have the coaching change, the sluggish start to the year, expectations. I don't know. You start putting one thing with the other, and you start to figure out why he is where he is, and maybe more importantly, why the team is where they are right now.
TNT's Kevin Harlan with us at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. You just mentioned, Kevin, not bullish on the Rockets. Well, give me one more quick hit on them in terms of what is going to be the long-term solution. What should be the organizational priorities moving forward?
Well, it's just continuing, I think, to build around these guys. Should Howard stay? I mean, I think that's there was a lot of talk that he might be traded, when the deadline came and went, and he was, of course, right in that area. And I just don't know that he probably has, his complete health and probably is not operating the way he would want to, speaking of Howard. But that is the job of the GM, Daryl Morey. He's constantly trying to find the right pieces to put around these guys. And actually, last year, I love the voice of Kevin McHale, and I love the way they were responding.
Mm-hmm.
All they wanted was just some defense, to play defense, and they would push for this and push for this. And for whatever reason, this team just isn't getting it. It's tough when you've got two superstars. It's really difficult, especially two that are kind of mechanical like the two that they've got. And that's always a big challenge for a coach. Now, how much they're listening to Bickerstaff and, that's only a locker room, a person could tell you, because they're in there every practice, every road trip, every game. But I don't know that they really feel like the thing is settled. And if you feel unsettled as a player, it reflects in your play. So it's for a team that shocked people the way they did, made it all the way to the conference finals a year ago, to end up like this with basically the same core of guys, That's tough to swallow.
Well, the Rockets are definitely scrambling. TNT's Kevin Harlan with us just a few more minutes at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We're going to head north on I-45. Kevin, give me your observations on the Dallas Mavericks. Chandler Parsons has been playing at a very high level over the past 5 to 6 weeks, and they're tied for sixth in the Western Conference standings. What have they shown you?
Well, he's shown me that he's as versatile as advertised, and he's always been that player that I think that the coaches have been very enamored with, just because he can do a lot of things. He's just had a lot of good play here over the last month. And if that team is to make that move, Parsons is going to have to be the player that he's been. He can't drop off. And I think that he has embraced the role of being in Dallas, and he's fully immersed in that program. And then on top of that, they've got a coach who is second to none. Maybe only to Popovich, just say that tongue in cheek, but he's probably the second best coach in basketball. And I have always thought that Rick can maneuver a lineup and can maneuver a roster and find the right pieces and certainly decipher what he needs to do night in and night out. So those two right there give you hope. Dallas, to me, seems to be one of those teams which is rising and which will be a very tough out. I think they'll play a very smart game, smart series, and whoever they will battle.
One of the most recognizable voices in sports broadcasting, the great Kevin Harlan, TNT, has been joining us tonight right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We're flat out of time. So much more to get into. Good luck the remainder of the way, and we look forward to our next conversation. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Always a pleasure. Thanks. Take care.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead right here in hour number one at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. College basketball is up next.